Hello and welcome to the College Investor Audio Show. We are so glad you stopped by today as we take a look at whether you're kicking around the idea of transferring colleges, how and when you should do that, and is it really a good idea? We'll take a look at all of that stuff, but first I just want to remind you, go ahead and hit the subscribe button on this podcast because we update it all the time. That way you'll know when you can access new content. You can also check out any resources we share today. You can see, dive in deeper at thecollegeinvestor.com. Also follow us and like us all over social media. Wherever you are, we're pretty much there too. Just search for The College Investor and you'll find us. We'd love to get to know you and help you along in your money journey. All right, today talking about transferring colleges. So like many things in life, your college journey is absolutely unique. And if yours includes transferring schools once or twice, you have more in common with other students than you might think. In fact, about one-third of college students transfer schools at some point before finishing their degree. It's true. And total transfers represented over 13% of all continuing and returning undergrads in 2023. Choosing the right school for you can be very difficult. We know this. Not only does a decision come when you're still fairly young, but it can also be heavily influenced by external factors that end up not aligning with what you want. Take it from someone who's been there. Whether prompted by personal, financial, or academic factors, the decision to transfer schools takes careful planning and consideration. So today, we'll walk you through the top reasons students choose to transfer, how to identify when the time is right, and what to do to set yourself up for success at a new school. Let's take a look first at the reasons students decide to transfer. There are a number of reasons that prompt people to consider transferring schools. While many new transfers tend to be students from community colleges, a change in circumstance may have a student already at a four-year university questioning whether they made the right choice. So let's take a look at a list of the main reasons students choose to transfer schools. Why students transfer? All right, so we'll list out just 10 reasons. Number one, moving to a four-year university following that two-year community college. Two, encountering ongoing impacts from COVID. Three, lack of social engagement. Four, misalignment with the school's environment, maybe. Or five, just changing majors. Six, interest in another school's prestige and recognition. Number seven, poor academic performance. Ugh. Number eight, change in financial situation. Nine, maybe some new opportunities for student athletes. And 10, returning to school to complete a degree after a life change. Regardless of why you want to transfer schools, it's really important that you make an informed decision. So that means taking your time to think through what you're experiencing. And if you're on the fence about transferring schools, wondering whether you should really transfer schools, get someone else's perspective on the matter too. Of course, I can't really advise what's best for you here in this podcast, but there is something to be said about listening to your gut and just recognizing what will make you happy and in the best circumstances. So if it helps, you can also make a pros and cons list just to kind of help clarify your educational goals, values, and interests. So let's take a look at finding a better option for you if you're kicking around this idea. Once you have a clear understanding of why transferring schools is right for you, the next step is to identify where you want to be, of course. Most importantly, what school will meet your personal and financial needs while also offering your academic program of interest? This research will require a little bit more than just browsing college websites. When browsing the pros and cons list of college websites, not going to be much of a con list on any of them, I promise. So you're also just going to want to talk to people at your school of interest, maybe even attend a few events to get a full picture of what the school has to offer. Use these questions as a guide, kind of a starting point when doing your research. First, is my major offered? Will my existing course credits even transfer? Where is the new college located? That's important. Are scholarships available for transfer students? Sometimes they are. As a transfer student, how long will it take to graduate? Are there any academic barriers to transferring that I could encounter? What opportunities are available to meet my social, academic, and some other needs that I have? It'll be a whole lot easier to create a strategic approach to your search if you're able to answer these questions. because doing so will just further clarify your educational goals, values, and interests, your why, and will help give you direction. All right, so now you can start laying out the details of your plan. Let's talk about identifying some target schools. Anything you deem important to your college experience is worth considering in your search for a new school. But you'll especially want to pay attention to your program of interest, admission requirements, and transfer credit policies. Find your program of interest. Ensure the schools on your list offer the academic programs that align with your major and career interests. Consider factors like faculty expertise, research opportunities, and overall program credibility. Most colleges are known for their strengths in a few niche areas, which could benefit your move. Check admission requirements. So familiarize yourself with the admission requirements of each college on your list and pay close attention to any prerequisites listed for your intended program. And then know the transfer credit policies. The approval of transfer credits is always at the discretion of the registrar's office, which means every school has its own policies for approving transfer credits. While some schools limit the number of credits you can transfer in with, others have an articulation agreement with nearby schools, often ones in the same state. Visiting campus. All right, so when possible, I always advise take an in-person tour of any school you're considering. Why? Because there's really no virtual experience that can match that of standing on a campus and observing firsthand the small nuances of everyday life as a student. Get a first impression. A campus visit is your prime opportunity for first impressions. Walk around, sit in on a class, explore the dorms, or find the rec center. This is the time to take it all in, all that the school has to offer, and then reflect on the overall atmosphere of the campus. Talk with current students. Interacting with current students is one of the best ways to gain insight into whether a future at that school is right for you. Current students have firsthand experience on faculty, classwork, internship opportunities, and even campus or community events. They're also more likely to give you honest input. Explore campus resources, too. So most schools now have offices dedicated to academic advising, career services, and even just general student support. So it's worth stopping in to find contact information should you have questions later on, and don't forget to pursue other options for getting involved in campus life. Stuff like student government, Greek life, or recreational sports. If you want more on Greek life, by the way, we have several podcasts and tons of articles about it too at thecollegeinvestor.com. Timing your transfer. This is very important. Timing plays an important role in the transfer process. It impacts everything from academic progression to even financial aid. So while choosing to transfer is an entirely personal decision, there can be differences in outcomes based on just when you transfer. All right, so let's talk about that. The right, air quotes here. I love the audio air quotes. Can you hear them? The right time to transfer. So a lot of students realize early into their first year of school that, yeah, this maybe isn't the right choice. It's no longer the right fit for me. Conversely, other students may not have been accepted into their first-choice school and spent the past year improving their academic record before reapplying to that first choice. Well, whatever the reason may be, transferring schools after the first year is quite common. So if you're past freshman year, don't fret. If there were a right time, there are those audio air quotes again, for to transfer colleges, I'd say, yeah, it's probably any time prior to your senior year. And preferably at the close of a full academic year. One reason behind this is transfer credit policies, just to prevent students from transferring just in time to graduate with a coveted university name on their diploma, like transferring in May of your senior year, just so you can get the Harvard degree. It doesn't make much sense. So more selective schools place limits on transfer credits. So if you're closer to graduation, transferring could add significant time to actually completing your degree. Another reason is to align your transfer with your financial commitments. Transferring mid-year can have unexpected consequences on your current financial situation. This could cause you to miss a tuition payment, break a housing lease, or be left without new opportunities for financial aid, since school-based scholarships typically align with the academic year. Look into support services available for transfer students at your new school and work with an admissions officer to determine key dates in the process. They'll let you know everything you need to know. Working with someone will not only help align your transfer date with class, tuition, and scholarship cycles, but it will also help you meet all necessary college application deadlines. Now, let's briefly talk about making a successful transition, and then we'll wrap up for today's show. So transitioning to a new college can be both fun and daunting. So whether you're moving from a small school to a big school, local college to a distant university, there are several ways to kind of ease that transition into life on a new campus. First off, if you haven't yet toured your new campus, do it. Walk around. Spend the day checking everything out. This is a great way to familiarize yourself with the campus layout before classes start, something we touched on earlier, but it's worth reminding you. You may even want to memorize a few routes between where your classes will be, just to help ease any anxiety in your first few weeks. Another option is to attend a transfer orientation, like freshman orientation. Colleges do hold special orientations to introduce new students to one another in addition to the campus. And I know it can be scary putting yourself out there, especially if you're an introvert, but every other student in attendance is in your shoes too. Getting involved on campus is another great way to meet like-minded students and bring enriching moments to your college experience. Most importantly, give yourself some space to take in your surroundings. And remember that it might take some time to adjust to your new campus. All right, let's wrap up for today. Navigating the transfer process can make for a busy few months, but the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. As with most things in life, right? As you consider your next move, remember the importance of your personal, academic, and financial goals, your whys. In doing so, you'll find the tools to make informed decisions and strategize your transition timeline to set yourself up for success. So as you enter this new chapter of life, remember, you're not alone. Transferring colleges is an opportunity to grow, explore, and further develop yourself. And your college experience is unique only to you. Celebrate how far you've come and look forward to the experiences ahead. And that is our show for today. Thank you so much for stopping by to the College Investor Audio Show. Archives and more, you just hit subscribe to this podcast and share it with others who are in the same situation when thinking about transferring colleges. Lots of helpful resources and links you can click on inside this article at thecollegeinvestor.com. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.